Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Witchcraft. The occult. Extremist beliefs. Murder. Tune in to Rogue Darkness each Friday and join host Raven as I uncover horrific crimes committed under the misconceptions and misunderstandings of witchcraft and other belief systems. I'll cover a wide range of crimes involving ritualistic killings and extremist beliefs to cult persuasion and supposed possession. Anything and everything that borders the line of horrifying. There's always three sides to a story. Side A, side B, and then the truth. Let's uncover the truth together and explore the darkness of mankind, one crime at a time. Available wherever you get your podcast fix, simply by searching Rogue Darkness.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. Episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless west of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
I am Pablo the Gypsy, a purveyor of fine treasures, a bearer of gifts. Well, if you must, a peddler. My place of business, the 1,000-mile trail in the Indian Territory. This is my business associate, Mr. Midnight, a talking raven. And although he never says much of consequence, he is a good companion. We have a friend, Midnight and I. Perhaps you've heard of him. Dr. Six Gun. We three have had many adventures together. Like the one which began one hot afternoon, I was on the road to Fort Apache with a carload of trinkets to sell to the cavalry.
As I rode out on the retreat of Laredo,
What's the matter? You object to my singing, old magpie? Or do you see something? Eh? All right. Just hold on.
Don't move, peddler.
I am like a statue.
Drop your gun.
Pablo has no gun.
No gun.
Get down off the wagon. Good. Walk over here. Behind this rock.
Very well.
Stop. Help me up. Help me up, I said, or I'll kill you.
You are bleeding badly.
I know that. Help me up.
Very well.
Now, get me to your wagon.
Very well. You have been beaten badly, my friend.
I don't need your sympathy. Now, help me up on the wagon.
If you will permit me to take you to a doctor.
Just do as I say.
I think you had better do as I say, friend. You are in no condition to fight.
I can pull a trigger. I can pull...
Come, Midnight. I think we had better take this stranger to Dr. Sixgun before he dies.
Easy, fella. Take it easy. Hand me those spirits, Pablo.
Here.
What? Who are you?
This is my friend, Dr. Sixgun. Now, you are safe.
Oh.
Who beat you this way, stranger?
Nobody.
These marks on your back weren't self-inflicted.
I fell.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Smith.
Your rank?
What do you mean, rank?
You're a cavalry trooper.
Says who?
Says the callus on your saber hand. Also your boots. And the fact those clothes are obviously not yours.
Well, I suppose it was crazy to think I'd get away.
I suppose you tell me the truth. What happened?
My name is Dale Franklin, Sergeant U.S. Cavalry.
Where stationed?
Fort Apache.
Who beat you?
Brock.
Brock?
Sergeant Hamilton Brock. Colonel Crown's private executioner. Sergeant of the disciplinary platoon.
Disciplinary platoon?
Yeah.
You were in the guardhouse?
They call it the slaughterhouse at Fort Apache these days. Are you
trying to tell me that the commanding officer permits prisoners to be beaten like this?
Not just beaten, Doctor. Staked in the sun for 10 hours, kept in a hole like a dog made to eat out of a dish on the ground.
Take it easy, soldier. You're all right now.
Yeah.
I've met Colonel Crown many times. He impressed me as a stern but fair commander.
You haven't met him lately.
Why didn't you see the military surgeon, Dr. McKenzie?
Dr. McKenzie has been dead for over a month.
Oh, I didn't know. How did he die?
He was murdered.
By whom?
I don't know.
They must suspect someone.
They do.
Who?
Me.
I see. Did you kill him?
No.
Then why did you escape?
I told you Brock was beating me.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to return you. I can't keep a deserter.
No, I suppose not.
Are you afraid of facing trial?
No.
Well, then...
I'm afraid I won't live to face trial.
I find it hard to believe that Colonel Crown would permit such treatment of prisoners.
In case you don't know it, Doctor, Colonel Crown is a madman.
Do you think you're qualified to judge?
I think so.
Well, we'll have to turn you in, Sergeant Franklin. You don't seem frightened.
I'm tired of running, Doctor.
You know what they'll do to you for attempting to desert?
Yes, sir.
Well?
Brock will kill me.
Thank you.
Doctor. Come in. Hi, it's good to see you after all these months.
You're looking well, Colonel Brown.
Strange you should come to see me. I was going to send a messenger to you.
Oh?
Yes, I'm without a contract surgeon. I thought you might help out until I got a replacement from Fort Dodge.
But I know. I heard that McKenzie was murdered.
Yes, one of the stockade prisoners turned on him. Stabbed him with his own scalpel. The man escaped before we could try him.
What was his name?
The killer? Franklin. Dale Franklin.
I see. You interested in finding him?
Well, that's a naive question, Doctor.
He's outside my friend Pablo's wagon.
Are you serious? Sergeant Brock.
Yes, Colonel?
Franklin is outside in the peddler's wagon. Bring him in.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute.
Sir?
Franklin was badly beaten. I know his condition. I think he deserves a fair trial.
You don't think I beat him, do you?
He says you did.
Is that true, Sergeant Brock?
Me beat a prisoner? No, sir.
Very well. Bring him in here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this Franklin is a bad fellow.
Somebody beat him, Colonel. He needs hospital care.
Well, naturally, he'll be treated humanely until his trial. If you accept the job as contract surgeon, you can check on him yourself.
I think I can take it on for a few days at any rate.
Yes, I'm conducting a raid on the Apaches tomorrow. We'll try him after that.
Raid?
Yes, my scouts tell me they're getting ready to make trouble again.
I thought they were peaceful now.
Oh, I know better, Doctor.
Colonel, I visited the Mescalero village only a couple of days ago. There was no sign of war dancing.
There are hundreds of them threatening this fort at this very moment.
Easy, brother. Help him in.
Well, Franklin, I see you've decided to rejoin us.
Yes, sir.
Still no guilty conscience about Dr. McKenzie?
I didn't kill Dr. McKenzie, and you know it.
Don't address me in that tone, soldier. Brock, take him to sick bay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Brock.
Sir?
See that he's treated well.
Yes, sir.
Now, you'll find quarters for yourself and your companion in officer's row, Doctor. I have to supervise training on the parade ground, but I'll see you at dinner. Men look sloppy.
They've been training 6 hours, sir, in this hot sun.
Nonsense. Call them to attention.
Yes, sir.
You men, you call yourselves cavalry soldiers? Don't you know that your lives will depend on how smartly you execute these commands? Apaches are the best mounted soldiers in the world. You.
Sir?
Wipe that smirk off your face.
I wasn't smirking, sir.
Don't answer back. Sergeant, have this man's pack filled with stones. I want him to circle this parade ground until sunup. If he stops walking, send him to the hole.
Sir, I didn't smirk with all respect.
Maybe the taste of the whip will teach you to shut your mouth. I will not have this insubordination. I know what you think. I know what you whisper behind my back. Well, by Godfrey, I'm going to make soldiers of you or kill you. Sergeant, no water for these men until dawn. Not a drop.
Sir, we're going on a raid tomorrow.
Don't question my command. Dismiss.
Yes, sir.
What is it, peddler? Suppose you've come out here to spy on me for your doctor friend.
Oh, Colonel, I've not come to spy. only to request permission to keep my wagon in your stable.
You're lying.
Colonel.
Very well, keep it where you please. And stay in your quarters. I won't have strangers skulking about my camp.
That is how it happened. Just like I said.
Well, that sure doesn't sound like the behavior of a rational man, Pablo.
You are the physician, not Pablo. However, my opinion...
Pablo, old friend, one thing a doctor learns is never to make a diagnosis on too little evidence. Sometimes you can put the patient in his grave long before he's dead.
I suppose it is not easy to command a large group of men like this without strict discipline. But still,
See, Pablo. Come in.
Doctor?
Yes?
You're wanted over at the prison stockade, sir.
Trouble?
There's been an accident.
Anyone hurt bad?
Sergeant Franklin, sir.
Franklin?
What happened? He's dead.
There's the body, Doctor.
How did this happen, Sergeant Brock?
He tried to escape again. I was forced to shoot him.
These bruises weren't there when I examined him this morning.
No, sir. He must have fallen after I shot him.
I see.
Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. I'll have to make a report on his death.
You can use Dr. McKenzie's old office. Just down the corridor.
Thanks, Brock.
Not at all. Any time at all.
Yes?
Colonel Crown.
What is it, Doctor?
I've just prepared my report on the death of Sergeant Franklin.
Well?
I think Sergeant Brock should be placed under arrest for his murder.
Now, just a moment. Franklin was shot trying to escape again.
He was beaten first.
Can you prove that?
He has bruises on his body that were made after he returned here.
Yes, but he fell when he was shot.
Dead men don't bruise, Colonel. That's a medical fact.
I see. May I have that report?
You may.
Thank you.
Well, would you mind telling me why you're tearing that up?
Not at all. You'll write a new one. Accidental death.
Will I?
Doctor, Sergeant Brock is the best man I have. I need him to discipline the men. If he gets overzealous, well...
Are you insane, Colonel? He's murdered a man.
A prisoner, a misfit who couldn't soldier.
A man, sir. A man.
Doctor, I have only soldiers in my command. I cannot permit any other sentiment. Listen to me, sir. This army post is surrounded by thousands of Apaches. Armed to the teeth. They're out there in the hills, watching us. Their knives are sharp. We've got to train and be tough in order to defend ourselves. And that's what I'm doing, Doctor. I've made these men into machines. Machines that can stand up to those evil men. I'm going to destroy every Apache in the territory.
Colonel, there are no unfriendly Indians within 1,000 miles of this fort.
Sir. That's where you're wrong. They're out there lurking, I know. I can feel their eyes on me when I ride past those gates. I can sense them all around me.
I see. Yes, that's why I need men like Brock, Doctor. I can't have weaklings around me. I've got to weed them out. You see what I'm driving at, don't you?
Yes, I think I do.
Good. Then you'll go to Dr. McKenzie's office and rewrite that report.
Yes, Colonel. I'll rewrite the report.
To see me, friend?
Yes, Pablo, listen. You're leaving this afternoon?
Yes, I go back to Frenchman's Falls.
I want you to head north to Fort Dodge instead.
Fort Dodge?
With a message for the commanding officer.
About Colonel Crowden?
Yes. Here, I've written it out. Now make it as fast as you can.
Very well, I go now.
Just a moment, Peddler.
Sergeant Brock, take that paper. There it is, Colonel.
That paper is none of your business, Colonel.
On the contrary, everything that happens at Fort Apache is my business.
Well, well, I see you have rewritten the report considerably. Would you mind telling me what this medical mumbo-jumbo means?
All right, sir. I'm writing to the commander at Fort Dodge to tell him that it is my considered medical opinion that you're a madman, Colonel Crown.
You don't say.
Furthermore, I've taken the liberty of examining Dr. McKenzie's records. There's a copy here of a half-written report. I found it stuffed behind the desk drawer.
Give me that.
Seems that Dr. McKenzie concurred. According to this report, he too believed you're insane.
How very unfortunate that was.
More unfortunate than he ever realized, Colonel. The stains on this unfinished report are blood. Evidently, someone surprised him at writing it and stabbed him with his own scalpel.
Yes, an Apache named Blackhawk.
Or a white man named Crown.
I think you're the one who is insane, Doctor.
That is for a medical board to decide after my report is filed.
Unfortunately, your report will never reach Fort Dodge. You're both under arrest. Don't move. Sergeant Brock has you covered.
I see. Just what do you intend to do?
Place these two under arrest, Sergeant Brock.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, you can't hold up.
I think I can. In a few minutes, I'm leading my troops into the hills to wipe out the Apaches. When I come back, I'll take care of you two gentlemen. All right, Brock. See that they're treated well.
Yes, sir. All right, Doctor, inside.
What about my friend?
Bedlam. He's coming with me. We're going to have a private entertainment. Inside.
Brock, you have to account for this.
Uh-huh. Come on, Peddler. We'll have a talk.
Hey. Come on.
All right. Here's your friend.
Doc.
Pablo.
I think he needs a little medical attention.
Pablo, are you all right?
Yes. He hit me many times.
That's rotten warp.
Pablo is very wheezy.
Just lie down. And Pablo, listen. Don't move, no matter what happens.
Well, that should not be hard, my friend.
Sergeant! Sergeant!
What?
Pablo! He's dead!
You're crazy.
He's dead. Look for yourself.
I'm coming in. Stay back or I'll shoot you. Peddler. Peddler, get up.
Maybe I can bring him to.
Try.
All right. I'll need some water.
Do without.
All I can do without water, Sergeant, is...
Drop that gun or break your back. Your knee.
Pick it up, Pablo.
Hey, heavy.
Now, back against the wall.
My back. It's broken.
Not quite, though I was tempted. You're the lowest form of human scum, Brock. Pablo, lock him in.
A pleasure. But first...
What is it?
A small debt. I come back later.
Now what? We've got to work fast. You hitch up the best horses you can find to that wagon of yours. I'm going to the telegraph office to see if I can contact Fort Dodge. I'll meet you at the gate.
Approaching
in the hills over the Apache village, Colonel.
Yes, double the flanks.
Yes, sir.
Right, file, five, and count.
Now, have the men dismount and lead their horses from here on.
Yes, sir.
Maintain silence. We have to take them by surprise.
Yes, sir.
You men. In a moment, we'll be within earshot of our objective. Now, absolute silence will be maintained. According to my intelligence, there are some 800 Apache warriors down there, armed to the teeth and waiting to move on Fort Apache. Follow me and fight with honor.
You can barely see the village from the top of the trail, Colonel.
Halt the men.
Halt!
Let's have a look through these glasses.
See anything, Colonel?
And they're as thick as flies. Hundreds of them, all in war paint.
What's the plan, sir?
Mount the column. When I give the word, move the column down the trail toward the village. When we reach the bend in the trail, we'll sound the charge.
Isn't that trail too steep for a gallop, Colonel?
We will charge at the gallop with bare sabers. Those are my orders, and I'll shoot the first man who reins his mount.
But, sir...
Sergeant, mount the column.
Very well, sir.
Prepare them out! Halt!
Draw sabers.
Draw!
Now at the gallop. March.
Sir, it's suicide.
I will count to three, Sergeant. Either you give the command or I'll run this saber through your chest.
Very well, Colonel.
At the gallop!
Colonel! Colonel, look! There's a wagon rolling down the cliff top. It's headed right for the trail. You men, look out!
What the hell? That looks like that peddler's wagon.
Move it aside! Move it, I say!
Hold it! Don't touch that wagon! Hold it! Nobody lay a hand on that wagon!
It's the doc.
I can get a clear shot from these rocks. Nobody touch that wagon!
Doctor! I don't know how you got here, but I order you to put up that gun and step down here.
As you say, Colonel.
Sergeant, arrest this man.
Just a moment, Sergeant. I have an order telegraphed from Fort Dodge relieving you of command, Colonel.
It's a fraud.
Here it is, Sergeant.
Sergeant, don't let this man trick you. He's a spy for the Apaches. He's trying to hold us up until they can attack.
This order is countersigned and verified by Major Dodge, Colonel. He's our post adjutant.
Give me that order.
Here, sir.
This is what I think of your order, Doctor. Now, Sergeant... Order the charge.
I can't do that, sir.
You idiot, there's an army of savages down there. 1,000 evil painted faces in the valley all around us.
Sir, you've been relieved of command.
Relieved, eh? Relieved. I'll show you how a soldier behaves. Bugle boy. Bugle boy. Sound the charge.
That's an order!
For that cliff.
Colonel!
Ah! Good Lord. He rode clean off that cliff.
We'd better head back before the Apache, Sergeant.
What about that village full of Indians? If they've got war paint on, we'd better...
Sergeant, take a look through these field glasses. Go ahead.
Okay. Good Lord. The village is as peaceful as can be. Nothing but squaws washing blankets, a few braves sitting around. Why, the colonel must have been crazy, sir.
He was a sick man, Sergeant. His sickness was fear. And there's nothing so dangerous or so contagious.
You have been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffith. Today's script was written by George Lutz. Heard in the cast were Bill Gray as Dale Franklin, Arnold Robertson as Colonel Crown, Ralph Bell as Sergeant Brock, and William Keane as the sergeant. FN Presents has brought you 55 minutes of Western adventure with Half General Travel and Dr. Six Gun. Join us again tomorrow night at the same time, 9:05, when FN presents half comedy and half detective drama. Fibber McGee and Molly and Broadway is My Beat. Tomorrow night, Fibber McGee and Molly are leaving for a vacation in Hollywood on FN Presents. This is Navy journalist Dan Jurgensen.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless West of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
I am Pablo the Peddler. In my back are many things. Trinkets of Spanish silver, a soul for a bride, a shroud for a widow, balm for an aching heart, a potion for a young lover. My place of business is the open road, the back of a mule, anywhere along the thousands of miles that make up the Indian territory. No, I haven't forgotten you, old crow. Oh, excuse me, black raven. This one, this talking raven, is my business partner, Midnight. Between us, we have seen our share of strange things. Albert, there was the time when my good friend Doc Sixgun had to cure an epidemic. A strange disease which infects men whose heart is filled with hatred. The first sign of the sickness was revealed when I was peddling my wares at the home of an immigrant settler.
Well, sit down, Mr. Peddler, sit down.
Thank you, thank you.
Here, Irma, pour Mr. Peddler a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah,
thank you, but I...
Nonsense. The best Norwegian May wine.
Well, a drop, perhaps.
In this desert, we do not often have visitors.
Well, perhaps I can interest you in a few trinkets. My assistant will open my pack.
Assistant?
This intelligent raven here. Watch. Midnight?
Hello.
Oh, more than that. Midnight, untie the pack.
He's being difficult.
Midnight, if you wish to continue as my business associate, open the pack. Perhaps if we offer him some wine... Here, old friend, drink. All right, now the pack.
Well, that is better.
How wonderful.
Now, what have we here? Fine lace from Spain. Old gingham from Philadelphia.
I am afraid, Mr. Pedler, we do not have the money to buy trinkets.
Oh,
we are only a short while here, and the rocks still hold a mortgage to our land.
Oh, well, you select what you like. I will stop by in a month or a year, and if you can pay, well and good. If not, Pablo extends unlimited credit to honest folk.
In a month or a year? Like
Someone wishes to get inside very urgently.
Look out the window, Rama.
Oh, it is
a
Romanian on horses. Me, bigger man. Fight the pillowcase.
Open up! What are
they? Have guns, me.
Open the door.
Please, no!
Give me my rifle. Now, open the door. What do you want?
You Nils Larsen?
Yeah?
Who are they?
My wife, Irma. This gentleman is a peddler who happened to stop. Now, will you tell me who you are?
Stand back against the wall, peddler. Shut that bird up.
This peddler is my guest. And this is my house.
Not for long, it ain't.
Who are you? Why do you come to my door with masks?
We're called the Night Riders, farmer. We aim to see that this territory ain't overrun by immigrants and squatters like you folks.
This is free land.
It's free for them we want on it. It don't include your kind.
We have done nothing.
I shouldn't. What are you going to do?
We ain't going to do nothing just now. We're giving you fair warning. You get your family and fixings off this land in a week, or you'd be sorry you ever seen this side of the divide.
Mr. Night Rider, let me tell you something. I came with my family 2,000 miles in the steerage of a boat. I took them across this country by ox cart steering with a rope. It took 6 months. I have worked 16 hours each day to make things grow in these rocks. You think that I am frightened by men who are too cowardly to show their faces?
All right, Charlie, hit him. That's enough for now, Charlie, enough. Maybe that'll teach you we mean business. Let's go, boys.
Oh, Mr. Pedler, do something. His head is bleeding.
His head can be fixed, Mrs. Larson. His heart concerns me more.
Easy now, Nils.
This is Dr. Sixcon, Nils. He's a friend. A very good man.
My head. You'll be all right with a few days' rest. Did you recognize any of the men who did this?
They wore pillowcases over their heads, and they said they would return in a week. We have to leave.
We are staying. We stay. This is our land. God did not make it the special property of those men.
But why us? Why do they single us out?
Because your language is different, or your eyes are blue, or you wear strange clothes. Such men need little excuse. We have traveled many places and seen much of this. Hey, Midnight?
Well, one thing's for sure. Something's got to be done. Come on, Pablo.
We're too old, friend.
To see the sheriff at Frenchman's Ford. Let's go.
What can I do, Doc?
You're the sheriff, Jared.
Doc, I'm against this night riding as much as any man, but it's a thing you can't fight. For one thing, they wear pillowcases. You can't identify them.
It shouldn't be hard to find out some names.
Oh, names don't mean a thing. You gotta prove a man was on the spot at the time.
You could wait for them at Nils Larson's place.
Just me and my deputy?
Well, you can't just sit by and let it continue.
Way I look at it, Doc, the boys are just getting rid of a little steam. Nobody's getting killed.
Somebody might. You've got to stop this stuff.
Doc, you know as well as I do, some of the most respectable men in town are with these night riders. I wouldn't be surprised if Charlie Wilkins down at the bank is one of them.
Look, Jeff, suppose I got you, say, 15 deputies.
15?
Would you put a stop to this night riding?
I would.
All right, Jared. I'm going out to see if I can find 15 decent men in this town, and I expect to be back in an hour.
Fred?
Yes, huh?
You finished the inventory yet?
Yeah, almost, Mary.
I'm going out back, count that new rash of hoeing tools.
Yeah, all right, huh?
See, you finished the inventory before I come back now, kid.
Yes, huh? 17, 18, 19.
Well, hello, Doc.
Hello, Fred.
How are you?
Fine. How's the general store business?
Can't complain.
Myra feeling better?
Well, she still gets them headaches, but you sure fixed her up again. Mighty obliged.
She'll be all right in a few days. This diphtheria is pretty slow healing.
Well, we appreciate your care. Now, if there's anything I can do for you...
Maybe there is.
Anything at all, Doc.
I'm trying to raise some deputies for Jared Schuyler.
And what for?
Remember that trouble we had with night riders about 6 years back?
Yeah.
Well, they're starting up again.
Really?
Yes, they beat up some poor farmer last night, wearing pillowcases and everything, just the way they used to.
You don't say.
Now, I figure if we can raise 10 or 15 men for Jared, he can put a stop to it before it gets out of hand.
You asking me, Doc?
You're a decent man, Fred.
Well, now, Doc, to tell the truth, I ain't as all fired upset about this night riding as you are.
Oh?
Not that I'm for it, you understand, but... Well, if the boys want to get together for a little fun...
You call it fun to threaten a man and his family? To beat them?
Oh, now, Doc, these squatters is going to run all over the whole valley if we just let them come in and settle.
You won't help, huh?
I don't feel the need, Doc. Now, my advice is to you, don't get so upset about it.
I get upset whenever I see suffering, Fred. No matter what form it takes.
Fred, you finished that? Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Miss Graham.
Won't you set a cell?
Oh, thank you. I was just leaving.
Is anything wrong?
I better leave that for Fred to tell you. Hey.
And 22, 23, 24...
What is it?
25, 26...
Fred.
And nothing,
Myra. You're lying. I can see it.
I said it was nothing.
Fred Graham, don't you look at me and lie like that. Now, you tell me what it was.
Myra...
You're doing something you shouldn't. I know that look, Fred.
Will you leave me alone? A man's got to have some private thought.
If you were half the man I thought you were when we were married... Here comes the customer. Now, you take care of him. I'll finish counting the hole.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Kurt.
Warm.
Yeah.
We're riding again tonight.
So soon?
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
You'll be there.
I hadn't planned.
Boys are expecting you.
Well, Kurt, Myra and me... Well,
you ain't going to let a woman stop you from having a little fun, are you?
Well, it ain't that. Well,
you better show up. You know how we feel when somebody drops out.
What are you going to do?
A little fun, that's all.
What kind of fun?
We're going to run somebody out on a rail. One of the boys brings some hot tar and Charlie Wilkins down the banks, killing a chicken for feathers. We'll have quite a time.
I don't know, Kurt. Well, this started out, it was just kind of a lark, but now head splitting and tar and feathers.
Oh, nobody's really getting hurt bad, Fred, you know that. Besides, we're doing the town a real service.
Yeah, I reckon so. Who is it?
Who's what?
Who are you going to run out on a rail?
The gypsy. Pablo. Was once in the city.
Why so sad, Doc?
I just been out trying to raise a few deputies for Jared Schuyler.
No luck?
Not one.
Oh.
Some of them acted sheepish. I reckon they're doing a little night riding themselves. Others were just plain scared.
Well, this does not exactly increase one's faith in the human species.
No, Pablo, I'm afraid it doesn't. You'd think at least one man would be willing to stick his neck out. Come in.
Good evening, Doctor.
Oh.
May I come in?
By all means, Myra. Headaches again?
Still slight, please.
Sit down. You know my friend, Pablo.
Yes. Green?
Well, now, what's the trouble?
I have something to tell you, Doctor. Something not so nice.
Well?
Well, after you left, that fella came to see Fred. I know something was on Fred's mind, so I eavesdropped. They was talking about doing some night riding.
Oh?
Tonight. Gonna run somebody out on the rail. Tar and feathers, too.
Why do you come to me, Myra?
Because I know you want law and order and decency, and so do I.
What do you think I can do?
You'd best do something, Doc. At least warn the man.
All right. Who is it?
Pablo, he...
Well, I am honored. I did not know I was such a menace to these brave men.
Brave men? Fred's just a big overgrown bully. He thinks he has to be one of the boys or it won't be good for business.
Myra, who was the man who talked to your husband?
Well, I was out back of the store. A familiar voice, though. I wouldn't swear, but it sounded like Kurt Mason.
The deputy?
I wouldn't swear, but it sounded like him. Well, good day, Doctor.
Good day, Mark.
Mrs. Graham, thank you for the warning. Well, old friend, I guess Pablo at midnight had better start packing.
That's what they want, Pablo.
Well, unfortunately, tars and feathers are not very becoming to me.
Pablo, wait a minute. Would you be willing to risk wearing them if it meant a chance to stop this night riding business?
Well, for me, I would be willing, but I will consult midnight. Where do you see midnight? He says he already has feathers, and what is a little tar among ravens?
All right, Pablo. Now, here's my plan. This evening, we go down to the Big Notch Saloon.
Yeah.
You go first. Sit down.
Must be pretty good. I don't think I can break that $20 gold piece, Pablo.
Oh, just leave it there.
Ah, here comes a friend of yours.
Dr. Six Gun, he is no friend of Pablo.
Huh? Well, I thought you two...
Oh, there you are.
See, here I am.
All right, where's the money?
Money?
The money you took from my bureau.
I am insulted.
You're going to be a lot more insulted if you don't hand it over, you thieving peddler.
You know what I think of your threat.
Why, you miserable...
Ow! No man slaps Pablo.
Put up the knife, Pablo.
Hey, bye.
You want to fight?
Okay.
Hunty, run, get the sheriff, quick! Oh, no!
Come on, bring it up now. Bring it up. Come on, bring it up.
What happened?
It's... so-called friend of mine turns out to be a thief.
Ha!
You want to make charges?
Legal? No. I'd rather handle this my own way.
Any way you want, Doc. Just no public fighting.
Get out of my sight, peddler. Go back and pack your boodle. I want you out of my house in 1 hour or there's going to be more trouble.
I will be most happy to go.
You better go with him, Doc. You can't trust them gypsies.
Kurt, if I had my way, I'd turn him over to the night rider. They know how to handle this kind of thing.
Maybe you're right, Doc. Take something like this to make a man see the light sometimes.
Anybody yet?
No, not yet. Perhaps they are afraid of old Pablo, eh?
I don't know. Hey, how's your chin where I hit you?
Oh, not bad. How is your arm?
Well, be all right. For a minute there, I thought you really got mad.
Oh, Pablo enjoys acting. When I was a young man, I was... Someone comes.
How many?
Four. Nine of them. All the pillowcases on their heads.
All right, slip out to the barn and make like you're going to saddle up.
See, be careful. I go.
Open up.
Hold on. Well, what's up, boys?
We come for the peddler.
Well, step right in.
All right, Doc. Is he here?
He's out in the barn, saddling up his mule.
Don't try to stop us, Doc.
Stop you? After what he did to me? Boys, I'd like you to join me in a glass of blackberry cider before you go.
Wow.
Well, that's mighty hospitable. Well, it's night riding's hot work, isn't it? Here, I'll pour it. Plenty for everybody.
Why don't you keep an eye on the barn so you don't sneak off?
Okay, I'll do it.
There you are. One for you.
Thank you.
It's yours. Just to help yourself.
Hey, that looks all right.
Say, it's too bad I don't know who you boys are. I could drink to your health.
All right, drink up. Let's get on with it.
To the brave men who call themselves the Night Riders.
Hey, the peddler, he's getting away.
Come on, boys. Grab him now, grab him.
Let go, please. Poor old Pablo has done nothing. Let go.
Hey, Lowe. Hit him. You sure fetched him a good one.
Bring him to, Doc. We'll get on with it.
Boys. I'm afraid I can't.
What's wrong?
He's dead.
Huh?
You sure? Sure as I need to be.
Hey, we shouldn't have done this.
I reckon this makes whichever one killed him a murderer.
I'm getting out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. You all lost your wits.
Night riding is one thing, but killing is another.
Right. Now listen to me.
Nobody here knows who anybody is. Even them that thinks they know could never identify anybody for sure as long as we all wear masks. Not so as it'd hold up in court anyways. Now, the only person knows which one killed the peddler is the one that hit him. Well, we don't know who that was. So there ain't nothing to worry about. Now, my advice is all of you. Go home. Forget this whole thing.
I'll have to report this to the sheriff.
You can report all you want after we leave. Okay, fellas, let's go.
That's the way it is, Jared.
Well, can you prove it was Kurt?
I sure can.
Well, reckon we ought to get on with it and call him in. Kurt.
Yeah?
Step into my office.
Sure, Sheriff. Oh, hello, Doc.
Hello, Kurt.
What is it, Sheriff? Kurt, where were you last night?
Me? Home, asleep.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. Why?
Doc here says you was at his place. With some night riders.
Well, now, that's interesting. I suppose you recognize my lace pillowcase, hmm?
No, Kurt.
Something happened to the peddler last night, Kurt.
You don't say.
If you was in on it,
I'd have to arrest you.
Why, Sheriff, what makes you think I'd do a thing like that?
I recognize your voice, Kurt.
That ain't going to hold up in any courtroom, Doc.
Oh, I can prove you were there.
Go ahead.
The men who came to my house last night drank some blackberry cider.
Ha-ha. You want to smell my breath, Sheriff?
Only it wasn't just blackberry. You see, I put gentian violet in it.
So?
Gentian violet is a powerful stain that I use for my microscope slide.
So?
So? Every night rider who was at my place last night is going to be walking around with a purple tub for about a week. Just like yours, Kurt.
And, wait a minute. You ain't hanging no murder on me.
Who said anything about a murder, Kurt?
Nobody mentioned any murder, Kurt.
What? I thought somebody said...
Kurt, I think maybe you better hand over your gun.
Okay, Sheriff. I'll hand it over.
Barrel first. Now, don't move, either of you.
Drop that gun, Kurt. You're just hanging yourself.
I'm getting out. Step into that cell, quick. That'll hold you for a while. I'm taking your horse, Sheriff. No use to follow me. I'll be over the border in 3 hours.
Good riddance, Kurt. Well, that's one of them we got rid of. And what about the rest?
As soon as we get out of here, we'll visit them one at a time, Sheriff. I got a feeling that now Kurt's gone, we can break up this business pretty easy.
Hello, Sheriff.
Doc?
Hi, Fred.
Now, what brings you?
Had a little trouble out of Doc's place last night, Fred.
Oh? Really?
Yeah.
Well, why come here?
Where were you last night, Fred?
Me? Why, were you asleep?
You were lying, Fred.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sheriff.
You were with them night riders at Doc's. I can prove it.
Prove it?
Doc fed you boys some gentian violet. Every man that was there has a stain in his mouth, including you.
Sheriff... Listen, I didn't want to get mixed up in that. When it started out, we was just having a little fun, more or less.
Beating up immigrant farmers? Running poor peddlers out of town?
Well, all the boys was in on it.
That'd make it all right.
Doc, believe me, if I'd have known they was going to kill that peddler...
Yeah. What then? What would you have done, Fred?
Well, I don't know.
Fred, I reckon you better come to the jail with me. All right, Doc, we'll round up the others on the way. All right, now, quiet down, all of you. Quiet down. I reckon you men all know why you're here at the jailhouse. Every one of you has the evidence on him. He was one of the night riders at Doc Six Gun's place last night. Doc here is going to say a few words.
You men are here because you're all accessories to a murder. Now, I know most of you. You're family men, decent enough people. But you've got a lot of frustration and hate in you. So you get together and you do things that make you feel big and brave. Only they aren't so big and they aren't so brave when you stop and think about it. Look at each other. Go ahead. Without the pillowcases and the excitement, you're all sort of ashamed. Nobody looks much like a brave hero.
It was Kurt killed the peddler.
Yeah. Who said anything about the peddler being dead?
We saw it happen.
Pablo, come on out here.
Hello?
He ain't dead.
What do you know?
That's right, Fred.
But you said we was accessory to a murder.
You are.
Who's murdered?
You men are guilty of murdering your own soul. What's decent and good in you?
It was all a trick.
If it was, it was done to try and bring you to your senses. To save you from what probably would have happened... You'd kept on with this night ride.
Doc is right, Fred.
Well, I never had my heart in it anyway.
Pablo, you want to bring charges against these men?
I have no wish to punish them, Sheriff. They have harmed themselves more than they have harmed me.
All right, boys. You're free to go home. Just remember, whenever you think about this, that you was made to see the light by a man who cures all kinds of sickness, including hate. Doc Six Gun.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Cook Unity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly, and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning, just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, Cook Unity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.